What I'm about to show you is an interview with a convicted child predator. And before I do so, I want to warn you about the potentially disturbing themes and contents that are about to be discussed. I also want to explain why I would showcase such a despicable and evil person on my platform. You see, as parents, as carers, we want to believe that the world is good. We don't want to believe that there are individuals out there in our community that will coldly, callously, and deliberately harm our children. But the fact is, 30% of children are abused and 90% of the perpetrators are known to the victim. This is a crime that is being committed and hidden in plain sight. We as parents and caregivers need to educate ourselves and continue discussing this in order to better safeguard the children in our care. Grooming is the process by which a predator gains the trust of the child and the family in order to have a relationship with a child so they can commit their abuse. It is a process including victim selection, often choosing children with low self-esteem who may not have a social or family support. It involves gaining access to a child, and often this can appear relatively innocent at first, such as offering to babysit when no one else is around. And what we should look for is individuals that have lots of nieces and nephews or lots of students but have a special relationship with one or two. It may indicate that we need to have a closer look to ensure that something more untoward isn't taking place. They then gain the trust of the victim, and that the victim doesn't even understand or think that abuse is taking place. They often believe that this abuser cares about them. They create a web of lies, manipulation and secrecy to maintain their control on the victim so they can continue to commit their crimes. Here is a chilling account of how this predator groomed his victims.
How did you get them alone?
Grooming. I would check out their family situation. I would check out their clothing to see how well they were, you know, financially. I would check out their social interaction with other kids. You know, when we were on the ballparks or on the gym floor, you know, I would make sure which ones I wanted to molest. I would give them special attention, congratulate them, talk to them when I know that I would never be allowed to talk to anybody else, you know, aside from everybody. I would give them the attention that an official is not supposed to give anybody. And it made them feel like, wow, he's paying me attention. You know, it is a direct form of grooming.
Were there certain characteristics that you look for in children before molesting them?
In children, yes, but more I also looked at their families. If I thought the father was a threat, I would not approach the child. If I thought that the child had friends that he would tell, I would not approach him. If I thought the child had friends that were in the same capacity he was, I would approach him, for the simple fact that if I could molest him, I could lure him into believing, grooming him into believing that he would enjoy it, and therefore I could manipulate him into having his other friends come and be molested by me as well.
So perhaps a child that doesn't really have a whole lot of friends, maybe not really a strong family, things like that.
Yes, no spiritual values. Weak in education, you know, needs help in many ways, even from split parenting, you know, has a mother who may be having problems with the family, you know, well, here comes superhero in to help out, you know, wow, well, thank you very much. No problem. You ever need me to take him away for the night so you can have a night out? No problem. It works.